So a friend of mine lost her sense of smell and taste. You know, she caught the loogie, and she lost her sense of smell and taste. And she asked me what I would imagine to fix this. By the way, I was just reminded about this because another friend of mine posted about this on Facebook today. So I'm going to share everything here. What you are is vast. What you are is massive. What you are is what gives life. Neville Goddard said your awareness of being is God. Ready? In your lifetime, you've had things happen, things that seemed like a big deal at the time. I remember when my dad ran over my tricycle. I remember spending that week in the hospital getting jabbed to get allergy tested. It was a weird pilot program. Us poor kids on welfare got to go do that. Guinea pigs. Anyway. You know, spending a week in a hospital, not a fan. Getting poked a whole bunch, not a fan. Getting my tricycle run over, not a fan. Then there came the time I was detained by immigration coming into Australia. I'd been coming and going for over a year. Trying to figure out how to stay with Victoria. I didn't have the right visa. Couldn't get one. They don't make a I fell in love and let's get married visa. At least not one that lets you stay in the country. And that's what I was doing. And they detained me for 3 hours. They didn't have to let me back in. But here's why they did. And here's what I suggested to my friend who lost all of her sense of smell and taste. Remember, shit happens. And you get over it. And then you discover it was no big deal. If you imagine it's a big deal, you're going to stay stuck in it. It's the difference between swimming in dog poop and stepping in it. Every now and then, you're going to step in dog poop. You're going to hit a speed bump. Neville Goddard says this cushions the blows of life. And what makes this entirely possible is this. Your awareness of being is God. There's much more than this problem in your life. There's much more in this life that you can give life to. Problems have an expiration date. They're going to come, they're going to go. I just paid the electric bill. Saved 10% because I paid before the due date. I love that. And it comes and it goes. I'll get one in 3 more months. It's a speed bump. Losing your sense of taste, losing your sense of smell. I'd imagine it wasn't a big deal. Because there will come a point in time where you won't be able to remember or explain that adequately. Because I can't even tell you exactly what my tricycle was like. I've got a rough idea. I can sort of remember the room they detained me in the last time I came into Australia. But I can really tell you about my life today. You know, like I went from a tricycle to a bicycle. And I went from a bicycle to a BMW eventually. I love BMWs. I've collected them over the years. And I've moved around the world. I can tell you, life as an Australian citizen is wonderful. And I can barely remember what it was like being detained in the box for 3 hours. I know it happened, but it doesn't even feel like me. See, here's the cool thing. You can basically remember when it was a big deal. I talked about doing that in the nursing home when it was a rough day at work. I'd feel it was in the past even while it was happening. And the key word is feel it. You put yourself in an I remember when mood. You know what the past feels like. Feel your problem way in your past. No big deal. So this is what I shared at the pool. This is what I'll share with my friend online. Because there's really no need to get worked up about it. You don't have to remember what it was. You see, you don't need to force anything. You simply need to remember who you are and how this works. You simply get to remember you. So for fun right now, what I invite you to do is to play with an I remember when mood. If there's anything bothering you about anything in your world, if there's anything in your circumstance, feel it in the past. Right now, just notice, what's the past feel like? And if you have any problems, anything that you don't want right now in your life, put it in the past, just for fun. And at some point, you'll notice it goes there and stays there. Remember, I did that with my elbows too. After I moved here and got everything sorted out, I was carrying in firewood all the time. We've got three sources of heat in our home. We've got two puppies, we've got each other, and we've got a fireplace. And so I was carrying all this heavy wood in and day out and trying to type and build a business and all that stuff, and suddenly I couldn't move my fingers. My elbows kept seizing up, my hands kept seizing up, and I felt that problem in the past. And one day I just noticed the problem is in the past. I was able to type more and more without even realizing it. And suddenly it's like, I can't even tell you what year that was. I got a rough idea. But it feels like so long ago, and it feels like somebody else. If you got gold today, NevilleGoddardStore.com. 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 I'll say it right. NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there. Have some fun. If you want to invest in you while supporting the project, we've got some really cool new goodies out. State stacking, that's a gem. Tony Doyle has been preaching about that in the Dream Driven Day group right now, so we have a couple others. My friend Candace just picked it up. That's state stacking, and you can find that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. But right now, experience, what does the past feel like? And put something that's a problem now in the past so that it's gone, no big deal. Never to be seen again, like my old tricycle. And now let us go into the silence. You know, the more you play, the more you discover you are greater than any state. You are greater than all your states put together because you're the one imagining them all. That also means you're greater than any problem and that you can entertain any possibility. Go play. Have a lovely day. And thanks for sharing. Thanks for commenting. We just love any share, any comment. It just lets us know you appreciate who we are and what we do. Like we appreciate you. Go play. Have a lovely day. See ya.